Councilman Hughes. I'm Keith Peters reporting the House has voted to hold Attorney General Merrick Garland in contempt of Congress for refusing to turn over audio of President Biden's interview in his classified documents case. It's a move that comes just weeks after the White House blocked release of the recording to lawmakers. House Speaker Mike Johnson says the Department of Justice can't decide what evidence to withhold from a congressional investigation.
And the best evidence, as Chairman Jordan said, was the audio recordings, because they provide critical insight in what that transcript itself cannot provide.
The 216 to 207 vote fell along party lines. Only one Republican, Representative David Joyce of Ohio, voted against it. Garland said in a statement, "It's deeply disappointing that this House of Representatives has turned a serious congressional authority into a partisan weapon." The consumer price index is cooling.
Kurt Rankin with the PNC Financial Services Group says inflation cooling is good news.
It was a good employment or good CPI inflation report. We're looking for inflation to continue its path towards 2%, which is the Federal Reserve's goal, which is a stable pace of growth year over year, allows for businesses to expand without putting undue pressure on consumers.
Even as inflation moderates, necessities like groceries, rent, and health care are much pricier than they were 3 years ago, which is a continuing source of public discontent and a political threat to President Joe Biden's re-election bid. Hiya Pinjwani, Washington.
Three sheriff's deputies were shot Wednesday while responding to a northern Illinois home, and the suspect was also wounded. Ogle County Sheriff Brian Van Vickle says the deputies were shot while responding to a report that someone inside the home was threatening to kill themselves or others. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 35 points. This is SRN News. Doctors denounce transgenderism.
The American College of Pediatricians says the country's medical establishment must stop performing sex change operations on children. The ACP and several other medical groups have signed on to the Doctors Protecting Children Declaration, which says gender dysphoria in small kids and teenagers should not be treated with surgery and puberty-blocking drugs. European medical groups are also rejecting such procedures. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Leaders of the United Methodist Church are expressing regret over the decision by the branch in Ivory Coast to leave the union following the church's decision to formally embrace gay marriage and LGBT clergy. The move is the latest in a series of ripple effects in conservative Africa, which is home to the vast majority of United Methodists outside the United States. With over 1.2 million members, the Ivory Coast Church has one of the denomination's largest overseas followings. This is SRN News. Russian naval exercises are taking place in the Caribbean Sea. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The U.S. military expects military exercises by Moscow in the Caribbean will involve a handful of Russian ships and support vessels, which may also stop in Venezuela. Russia's a longtime ally of Venezuela and Cuba, and its warships and aircraft have periodically made forays into the Caribbean. Tensions are growing over Western support for Ukraine. The Russian mission comes less than 2 weeks after President Joe Biden authorized Ukraine to use U.S.-provided weapons to strike inside Russia to protect Kharkiv, Ukraine's second-largest city. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The fleet, made up of a frigate, a nuclear-powered submarine, an oil tanker, and a rescue tug, crossed into Havana Bay after drills in the Atlantic Ocean. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters.